Hi there, this is Ron's update number 53. There's certainly nothing like starting a podcast out in a foul mood. I just finished up my Magic Mile workout at Lilburn Park, and it's a fairly warm day today. Oh, and I'm in my car right now in the parking lot. And I went by the Coca-Cola machine to get me a Coca-Cola. I really wanted one near the end of my run. I figured that really just sounded good. I was thirsty, and a nice cold Coke would be just great. And of course, I had three quarters, and it cost 75 cents. And of course, I put the first quarter in, and I don't hear it drop. And I go, well, I'll put the second quarter in. I put the second quarter in, I don't hear it drop. And I put the third quarter in, and I don't hear it drop. And being a dummy, you know, I just kept on putting them in. So I lost my 75 cents. Well, it's got a slot for a dollar bill also. So I went back to my car, got a dollar bill, and I stuck the dollar bill in there, and sure enough, it works. So I did get my Coca-Cola, but it cost me $1.50 instead of 75 cents. So that's why I'm in a foul mood. But I did have a good Magic Mile workout. Considering the past couple of weeks with my heart rhythm problems after that Dirty Spokes trail race that I did, my heart did jump up a couple of times on other days at the start of my runs, and each day it would settle down, so I didn't miss any runs. So I felt good about that, and it didn't stay up high after I finished like it did during the race. So I've just continued to go ahead and run. I hadn't done any long runs. Most of my runs were between 3 and 4 miles, except for this last, I guess it was Saturday morning, I did 5.1 miles, and things seem to be okay. So today is basically my second week of training for Peachtree, and I have had a Magic Mile workout scheduled to see where I'm at the start of this training program, and I'm pretty bad off. I ran my mile in 9:30, which I guess isn't too bad considering, you know, the past couple of weeks I've been kind of tentative about running a little faster because of the heart rhythm thing, but I did the 9:30 mile and was pretty consistent, and I think the highest my heart rate got was about a 143, so I'm going to be using 143 as my threshold pace for my scheduling my training workouts, because once I got up near the end of my mile, it got pretty straight at 143 average on my heart rate near the end. So I'm going to have to go home and calculate my long run pace, which will be my slow run pace too, and go from there, because I think my long run this week's a 6 miler. I'm thinking with a 9:30 average for my 1 mile Magic Mile, that's probably going to put me right about where I had been running my long runs, probably in the 13 to 14 minute range, or maybe slower, we'll see. And I have had, as I said, after my trail race, I was kind of tentative on my runs due to that my heart rate jumping up high at the start. And that happened to me. I did 4 runs last week, and I think it did it to me on 2 of them right at the very start. But then it dropped down and settled down okay. So maybe I'm coming out of it. I seem to go in spells. I I won't have any of those AFib problems, and then all of a sudden, for no apparent reason, I'll start a run and it'll just jump up for, I don't know, you know, what causes it, but it gives you a thrill when it happens. I mean, it doesn't make me dizzy or any of that kind of stuff, probably because I'm in much better shape than an average person that would have atrial fibrillation. So I don't get dizzy or any of that kind of stuff. I just feel it and know that my heart rate's high. Well, I'm headed to the credit union, so I'm getting in line, so I'm going to cut the mic off for now, and I'll be back after I deposit a check, okay? Okay, I'm back. I got my check in, so nothing will bounce. Well, they wouldn't have bounced anyway. But anyway, so the past 2 weeks have been kind of sketchy as far as my training. I mean, I actually got the time in. Not necessarily the distance, because I did some slow running. But I did get time in. I was doing 45-minute runs, and then my 5-miler, I think I averaged, you know, I did a run walk. I varied it. Started out, I think, doing 30-30, and then I went to 30 in 1 minute, and then 30 in 1 minute and 20, and 30 in 1 minute and 30. So I did a variation, but it all boiled down to an average of about 5 miles an hour, which is what, 12-minute pace. So my running portions were probably 10 in that range. I don't know. It wasn't fast, but at least I got it done. So today I felt fairly good about doing a 9:30 for a mile and having my heart rate stay pretty steady during that run. Now, it wasn't this wasn't an all-out run or anything. It was just a aerobic run. Galloway says don't do any flat out runs on your magic miles. Start out, you know, at a faster run, but not an all out race pace type thing. So I just tried to do a nice steady run, and that's what I did. It was slow but good. That's the way I looked at it. And it gives me something to calculate from for my future workouts. So, well, I don't know what else to say. I haven't had an update for probably a couple of weeks. I guess I did one right after the trail race, which was on the 23rd, and now this is the 3rd, so it's going on 2 weeks, not quite 2 weeks. And I'm starting to feel like I'm getting back into it again after about a week and a half of worrying about heart rates. So I'll let you go and talk to you next time, okay? Bye. We've come to the end of another episode. If you want to get in touch with me to leave comments, you can go on Twitter at twitter.com/losttrailrunner, or you can leave comments on my blog, losttrailrunner.blogspot.com. You can also send me an email at losttrailrunner@gmail.com, or you can leave me voicemail on Skype at losttrailrunner. And last but not least, you can go to the comment line, which is 206-350-3517, and leave comments. So until next time, this is Ron signing out. Bye.